Thomas Massie on opposition to Mike Johnson, please don't shoot the messengers. By Hannah Knutson on January 2, 2025. Please don't shoot the messengers, Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, said in response to critics who do not understand the strategy behind the lawmakers' opposition to House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, who faces a formal vote on January 3. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said on X that he does not understand what the contrarian House Republicans believe they will gain by opposing Johnson, particularly as the Speaker now has formal support from President-elect Donald Trump. They have no one who can get more votes, he continued, asserting that they risk crippling President Trump's electoral win on January 6. They are in effect allies of the Democrats. I challenge them to explain what their endgame is other than noise, he added, prompting Massie to bite. Challenge accepted. Massie, the first House Republican to come out against Johnson following his flub on the spending bill, began, noting that those in the pro-Johnson camp have yet to explain how the Speaker is a good or capable leader. Further, he said he does not believe Johnson will be good at implementing Trump's agenda, even if that is what he claims to be focused on. He already demonstrated this month that he won't tell the president what is achievable and what is not achievable in the House, and he lacks the situational awareness himself to know what can pass and what cannot, he said before listing his reasons for opposing Johnson. Ultimately, Massie explained that they hope to gain a speaker who has the will and the ability to capitalize on this once-in-a-decade opportunity. Johnson is not up for this task. Also, we want a speaker who inspires the public and who can make our case in the media, so we can keep the majority for the second half of Trump's term. Johnson nearly led us to the minority in what was a banner year for Trump. He is certain to lose us the majority in 2026. He predicted, also addressing the assertion that no one else can get more votes than Johnson. It's somewhat ridiculous to assert that Mike Johnson is the only member of Congress electable to Speaker, Massie said, contending that he won the first time because he was the least objectionable candidate, a title he no longer has. He continued. 3. Risk crippling Trump's win. This is argument is a scare tactic, meant to stampede the masses, plain and simple. There is no legal or parliamentary argument for nullifying the national election if a speaker is not in place on January 6. 4. They are allies of the Democrats. Actually, it is Mike Johnson who routinely passes major legislation. Ukraine, omnibus, visa spying, with only a minority of Republicans, and relying on most Democrats. He also owes his current speakership to the Democrats. Here's the roll call for the motion to table the motion to vacate last summer. Pelosi and Jeffries teamed up to save Johnson. In closing, the emperor has no clothes and the entire conference knows it, but few will say it. The general public knows it too. Please don't shoot the messengers, Massie added. His remark comes one day after Trump came out in public support of Johnson, warning in a Truth Social post that the GOP cannot blow this opportunity. The American people need immediate relief from all of the destructive policies of the last administration. Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hard-working, religious man. He will do the right thing, and we will continue to win. Mike has my complete and total endorsement, he added. MAGA. An America First straw poll released last week revealed that only 22% approve of Johnson. And most, 58.8%, do not believe that he should remain Speaker.